relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone, anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
Because there'd be crumbs mixed in and
yeah,
you just...
Yeah. I mean, I went one time for 13 days without sleeping and smoking crack and drinking vodka exclusively throughout that entire time.
Chat, can we open this show every day with that cut?
Your wish is my command. It's important for the people to know just how important it is that we smoke Parmesan cheddar.
But did he snort it or smoke it?
It sounds like he said smoke. Am I crazy?
Can we
here?
Open the show every day with Hunter Biden, the president's son, talking about how I probably smoked more Parmesan than anybody you know?
Well, we could honor him if we did it for at least 13 straight days, like you just said in the clip.
Now that's why he's the producer. That's Mr. G. Welcome, friends. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network. We're going to play that a few more times because it's an authentic, it just reaches out and touches your heart, doesn't it? When he says, I've probably smoked more Parmesan than anybody you know. But there was some crack mixed in as well. Okay, we have so much to discuss. Our good buddy, Congressman Lee Zeldin, New York number one, went to meet my old boss, Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States, to discuss what? Running against Randy Andy for the governorship of New York, and he's going to be on the show today. Lord Conrad Black with his latest analysis of what is really happening in this nation and in the swamp. And then we're going to talk about big tech with the man, the senior technology correspondent for the most influential website in the conservative movement, Breitbart.com, and Alan Bakari. But I just have so much to share with you. I don't know if I can get it all into the first segment before our first guest, Mark Morgan, former commissioner for the Customs and Border Protection Service. But let's start the day off well, shall we? Let's have some good news. This is breaking from the Daily Wire. The Texan governor, Greg Abbott, has announced an official ban on government-mandated vaccine passports. God bless Texas, and God bless Governor Abbott. The Republican governor issued an executive order banning any regulation that would require Texans to show proof of vaccination before getting a product or a service. The order also blocks all businesses or entities receiving state funds from requiring vaccine documentation as well. Quote, every day, Texans return to normalcy as more people get the COVID vaccine. In fact, this week, Texans will surpass 13 million doses administered, Abbott said in a Tuesday video announcement. Those shots help slow the spread of COVID, reduce hospitalizations, and reduce fatalities. But this is where it gets good. As I have said all along, these vaccines are always voluntary and never forced. Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives. Now, that is the angle. That is the angle. Let me tell. I always tell stories about the post office and walking my dog and the hardware store. I think you guys think that all I do outside the studio is go between walking my dogs, picking something up at the hardware store and going to the post office. I'll go to the gun range as well. Here's a story from a few days ago in the hardware store. Lady was there at the checkout, and she, like I, refuses to wear a mask. And she got into a big, not an argument, but a bit of a fracas, let's say, with the two managers in charge. And she looked rather delicate physically. And she said, I'm quoting directly because I was watching this. I have never been so embarrassed in my life, she said. Your employee pointed at the other manager, said, I am breaking the law. I have a pre-existing condition that prevents me from wearing a mask, she said. And here's where, you know, it connects to Governor Abbott. You are not permitted to know my private health information. We have a law about it. It's called HIPAA, by the way. H-I-P-A. Nobody is allowed to know your health information. You have a relationship with your doctor, those who give you medical assistance and procedures. Outside of that circle, nobody on the planet has a right to your health information. So why would a business? Why would Delta Airlines? Why would United Airlines? Why would any, the local news agent, the local hot dog stand, have the right to your health information? They don't. Continuing with Governor Abbott. This is why I issued an executive order that prohibits government-mandated vaccine passports in Texas. We will continue to vaccinate more Texans and protect public health, and we will do so without treading on Texans' personal freedoms. You know, Texas sounds better every single day, doesn't it? Texans should not be required to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives. I issued an executive order that prohibits government-mandated vaccine passports in Texas. Ah, fabulous. Fabulous. Oh, on the flip side, this is from our great, great friends at the website AmericanGreatnessAmGreatness.com. The Biden administration is holding a contest for $500,000, your $500,000, to improve face mask designs. Yeah. The Department of Health and Human Services has declared the Mask Innovation Challenge with $500,000 in cash incentives to anyone willing to reinvent face masks. Texas is going in one direction. Biden is going in the diametrically opposite direction. Which leads me to my second story of the day that happened this morning when I was walking my dogs. I am in the local fields are budding the forest. Massive, giant fields, baseball diamonds, forest. nobody, not a soul, within thousands of feet until you get to the road. Nobody. Just me and my two dogs. And I walk to the backfield. And there's one little bench next to the soccer pitch. There's a soccer pitch as well. And a young man is seated on the bench, just kind of staring into space with his little iPhone earbuds in his ears, kind of jamming to the music with a mask on. Now, even if he's got health issues, even if he's got asthma, tuberculosis, the plague, okay? There's nobody there! Why are you wearing a mask, you cretin? Even if you are sick, you're diabetic, you've got a lung infection, half a lung, what are you doing sitting on a park bench with nobody there wearing a mask? There's a young man. Wake up, America. Where did that monologue go? Got so much to discuss. I think we'll post that one. That was fun. That's how every show should kick off, in my humble opinion. I'm Sebastian Gorka, host of a new show on Newsmax. It's official. The press release is out this Sunday. Be there. Gorka's Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern. And this is America First. Dear friends, there has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Some people you can just always rely upon. Associate Justice Clarence Thomas in a Supreme Court decision has said, yes, there is a problem with big tech censorship, especially when it applies to the 45th President of the United States. We'll be discussing exactly what he said in the third hour of the show with our very special guest, the senior technology correspondent for Breitbart. So don't miss a second of the show. But now, our first guest is former commissioner for the Customs and Border Protection Agency, a man who has been on the warpath for the truth with regards to what's happening on our southern border and our national sovereignty. Commissioner Mark Morgan, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian, as always. Thanks for having me to be able to talk about this critically important issue for our entire country.
Can I just, before we get to this amazing, so shocking news out of DHS on figures for illegal crossings and then also with regards to the wall, let me just ask you, as a former military man, as a former Marine, I don't know if you followed the story, the Daily Mail, of course it's the Daily Mail, because only the Daily Mail breaks, you know, news in America as a British newspaper. It has been revealed that the man who was hopping around at the weekend as the Easter bunny in the White House was the Air Force officer who is the military aide to the president who carries the nuclear football. I'm just curious. You see anything weird with that, Mark, as a former Marine?
I could say in my 11-plus years, I never donned a bunny outfit for any assignment, and I'm pretty sure that's the way it's going to remain.
All right. You never went undercover into the Warren as a stealth bunny. We have it here live on America First. I'm going to comment more on that story later. Let's get down to business. First things first, just the figures. This is from the Free Beacon, Colin Anderson. U.S. Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 171,000 illegal aliens in March on the southern border, which is a 15-year high. Why is that happening, Mark Morgan? Let me just ask the obvious question.
Well, I mean, clearly, according to the White House, Sebastian, it's seasonal, right? I mean, nothing out of the normal is happening, right? It's absurd. Of course this is a crisis. Look, if you compare the 171,000 to the same time last year was 31,000, that's a 418% increase. At the same time period last year, the numbers continue to skyrocket downward. Here, they continue to skyrocket upward. Look, this is not seasonal. That's a joke. Everybody knows it's a joke. And this is squarely on the hands of the Biden administration with respect to its policies and the message that's going out there that our borders are open. And Sebastian, the reality is this time, it's true.
So I'm just going to ask you, because you were the man right there at the tip of the spear running CBP for President Trump. That figure, just for the month of March, includes 19,000 unaccompanied minors. And additionally, according to the Free Beacon, the Biden administration expects 2 million illegals to cross our southern border this year. I'm just going to ask you the factual question, Mark Morgan. Is our system up to managing 2 million illegals this year?
Now, if you define managing as enforcing our sovereign borders,
yes.
If you define managing as actually apprehending, detaining, and lawfully removing, no, that's tough. That's very tough. But that's what we were doing. And when you do that, you see the numbers go down. Right now, it's very important because this administration is well on the way to, quote, managing these crisis level numbers. But it's how they're managing it. They're not going to apprehend them to detain them to remove them. They're letting them come in. They're creating more effective reception centers and releasing them as fast as possible and then letting them go in the back end and not remove them. If that's your goal, if that's your definition of management, look, they can get pretty effective at reception centers. Look, they're already FEMA's in. They're already setting up military installations to do that, to get better and better at actually creating these reception centers to allow people to come in illegally.
But then your organization, your former organization, CBP, DHS, ICE, you basically become just a transmission belt. You're just a funnel for getting illegal immigrants into America, no?
Sebastian, yes, it's already happening. It's already happening. If you're an unaccompanied minor, which remember, most of them are 15, 16, 17 years old, right? Military age, working age in the Western Hemisphere. Right now, we're facilitating your entry in the United States, never to be heard from again, as fast as possible. Right now, if you're a family, even though Title 42 technically is in place, the majority of families, same thing right now. We're receiving them and we're getting them out of our
process. So let's break that down. Let's break that down, because you've mentioned that on the show before. Title 42, which gave CBP special authorities because of the pandemic, that hasn't been rescinded, has it?
It has for unaccompanied children. And the last time I checked, according to the medical experts, a 17-year-old can carry COVID just as much as an 18, 19-year-old. But immediately, this administration rescinded that for the unaccompanied minors. That's one of the primary reasons you're seeing the skyrocket increase in unaccompanied minors. And although Title 42 applies to families, right now, because Mexico's overwhelmed, we're overwhelmed, the majority of them are being released.
Right. So it's not just the children that are being released. It's the adults with them, correct?
That's correct. And Sebastian, it's very key because not only the number skyrocketing, 6,000 a day, 6,000 a day. What's important is the demographic. The number of unaccompanied minors, as you mentioned, as well as families, are also skyrocketing. That is the crux of the crisis, and those are the demographics that are being released into the interior United States every single day.
Now, I don't want to demean your former colleagues and subordinates, but are these reports true, Mark, that these tough guys, these tough gals, that keep us safe by guaranteeing the integrity of our sovereignty on the border, is it true that many of them have now been limited to being like daycare workers and changing nappies? Is this true?
Yes, true. And it was also true in 2019. The difference was we were trying to stop it and prevent it under the Trump administration, and we did. The difference here now is they ignored our warning. They created it, and they're facilitating it. But you're absolutely right. That humanitarian care. Look, I had a border patrol agent been doing it for 20 years. Tell me, I never thought I'd be ordering baby formula, baby diapers, and clothes. And if you go to some of these facilities, I refer to them as a mini Costco. I mean, you have clothes for infants, for kids, adults, the whole nine yards. That's exactly right. And each day that passes, this administration is getting better at releasing them into the interior United States. That's what they get for illegally entering.
From national sovereignty, from stopping crime, to creating Costco's free Costco's for illegals. And as one of my callers texted me, great question, how can a facility have a 400-500% increase in capacity? What has the fire marshal got to say about that? These are the questions that you won't get answered from the Biden administration, but you will hear. We're going to continue our discussion with the Heritage Foundation's senior fellow, former acting commissioner for the Customs and Border Protection, most importantly, former Marine, Mark Morgan, here with me, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. There are millions of law-abiding gun owners out there, and many don't realize how fast a self-defense situation can change their life forever. You're simply going about your day, running errands, picking up the kids, getting gas, or attending church. In a split second, a normal day turns into the worst day of your life. And while a self-defensive incident may only take seconds, the legal fallout can last years. That's why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. They relentlessly protect law-abiding gun owners. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney answered emergency hotline, and you won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Members also have direct access to attorneys for state-specific guidelines on firearm and self-defense law. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
And also by the great Mike Lindell, patriot, truth teller, amazingly successful CEO, and just supporter of conservative shows like this one. They're trying to destroy his MyPillow company, 24 corporations boycotting his products. Go straight to his website, support Mike, send a message to the cancel culture fascistic left. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off his amazing products, from the pillow, the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the towels, the pajamas, and the latest, my slippers, the sheepskin slippers. Absolutely superb. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code, G-O-R-K-A, to get those discounts. You can call us on 833-33-GORKA. But first, we must return to our friend, our supporter here. He is the former acting commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. Now, senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Ironic, I just want to mention this, that there's an exclusive report from the Washington Times that Mayorkas, the Secretary for Homeland Security, is now, despite January seeing Biden shut down construction of the border wall, is now considering filling in the gaps that are left in the border wall. I wonder why. It can't be an emergency on the border. And now the real story, which we're going to discuss in the context of something called the getaways. The Department of Homeland Security very quietly this morning deleted the release, the press release, about two Yemeni terrorists being intercepted on our southern border. Why that, Mark Morgan? Why would you do that?
Look, I hate to speculate why they did that. I'm hoping it was a mistake. We're going to see how that plays out, Sebastian. But look, I don't want to go hyperbolic on this, but I do want to put it in perspective. Right now, there's a lot we don't know. It doesn't sound like they were actually terrorists, but they're on the TSDB.
The terrorist watch list and the no-fly list. So these are like the red alerts, names for people who should not be traveling in the United States caught at the southern border.
That's correct. So it's absolutely a big deal. Just want to put it in perspective, right, is that this means we have suspicion that they're connected to terrorist organizations or activities. But it's a big deal. Look, the American people, stuff should not be taken down on this. This administration should be providing us more information on this. And this goes to what we've been saying for a very long time at our borders. It's not just about vulnerable migrants trying to seek a better life. It's much more vast than that. It's much more serious. It's much more complex. And this is just a microcosm of the threats that we face at the border every single day. And it's getting worse because our borders are open under this administration.
With massive increases of illegal aliens, there should be more information on who's coming into the country, as opposed to the opposite with Kamala Harris not even visiting the border in the last 13 days since she was appointed the point person. What are the gotaways, Mark?
So, Sebastian, this is another thing we don't talk enough about. Think about it. So as the numbers are skyrocketing, 6,000 a day, Border Patrol poured off the line to provide humanitarian assistance to those families and unaccompanied minors. And what happened? It's common sense. Wide areas of the border are wide open, unmonitored, unattended. So you're going to get a vast increase in criminal aliens, the murderers, the child pedophiles, and rapists, as well as drugs pouring in this country. That's a fact. We're seeing about 1,000 a day. 30,000 in March. That's unconscionable.
So 6,000 intercepted. And let's be clear here. These aren't people who are kept in detention facilities. 6,000 a day who are intercepted, 500 whom are quote-unquote unaccompanied minor, who may be released into the American interior. Now, if it's 6,000 a day and maybe 1,000 who aren't intercepted, Mark, what is the guarantee that nobody amongst the 1,000 unintercepted illegals isn't a terrorist or a threat to national security?
Can't make that guarantee, Sebastian. That's why border security matters. And that's why I am strong in my conviction that right now we're seeing power and politics being a put above our national economic security, hands down. I'm not backing down from that.
We know you're not backing down, but I think we have achieved something here. He's at the Heritage Foundation. He's got a massive platform, heritage.org, joined today. And we've got the title of his first book, Borders Matter. What do you think, Mark? I think it's a good title.
I like it.
Borders Matter. Find out the truth. Follow this man at heritage.org every single day, fighting the good fight. And he is not going to stand down. We have a crisis, even if the Biden administration doesn't want to admit it. God bless you, Mark. Can't wait to see you here in studio. I'm Sebastian Gorka, taking your calls here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios, 833-334-6752. That's 833-33-G-O-R-K-A. Did you know the average price of a hearing aid in America is over $2,400 a pair? That's why there's MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered digital hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. Their Volt Plus model is just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. That's nearly 90% less. MD Hearing Aid was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. He made it his mission to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. MD Hearing Aid's Volt Plus model is rechargeable and waterproof in up to 3 feet of water. You don't even need a prescription or a doctor's appointment. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD Hearing Aid has brought affordable hearing to over 600,000 satisfied customers. They have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Plus, veterans love MD Hearing Aid. Russell J. says he's worked around F-4 fighter jets for many years in the Navy, and he thought he'd never hear again like this. He put the Volt Plus in and could actually hear the leaves crackling under his feet. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code GORKA to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case, $100 value, just for listeners of America First. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code GORKA, or you can even call them at 1-855-295-4031. That's 1-855-295-4031, or just go to mdhearingaid.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
So nice of him. Thank you, Mr. President. Did I tell you I've got a new show on Newsmax? If I did, that's okay. Sunday, 7 p.m. Gawker's Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Be there. Somebody else who's a good friend of the president who recently met him is an individual who is the subject of a tweet I received today. Exclusive! Trump allies are quietly rallying their support behind Rep. Lee Zeldin, encouraging him to mount a gubernatorial bid against Randy Andy Cuomo in 2022. Congressman Zeldin met with former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago last month. Well, guess what? He's on the line right now. And Congressman Zeldin, if you feel like it, you've got 6.5 minutes to announce your campaign right here.
You're amazing. That's so funny. It's great to be back with you in the audience. As you were playing that clip from President Trump talking about you, I immediately thought of, it was several years ago, we had a dinner together in D.C. Devin Nunes has this intelligence-themed dinner with experts, and I remember you coming in and, you know, this other hat. You know, you don't spend your show just wearing that other hat, but this is before President Trump. This is with President Obama in the White House, and we were talking about Iran. We were talking about ISIS.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, you don't get enough time and coverage to talk about that expertise that I saw on display that night and many times since. So as I was listening to that clip from President Trump, I was thinking about that dinner that Devin put together.
See how smooth he is? I want him to break news about his gubernatorial bid here on New York. So what does he do? He's so slick. This man I've campaigned for in New York,
he just
praises me for a whole 2 minutes. You are good, Lee. You are very good.
I could do it for 6.5. You know?
I bet you could, but I don't think that's why 3 million people tune in. Okay, first things first. Let's start gently. What was it like to see the boss? What kind of mood he was in? You shared a little bit with me offline beforehand. Talk about that nice visit you had with Donald Trump, the president, the former president.
Yeah, I was with Diana and my girls. We have 14-year-old girls, as you know,
yes.
Michaela and Ariana. So the four of us had an opportunity to spend time with him. And, you know, listen, the stressors of the day, the stressors of life, it's not the same. You're able to see him just a little bit more laid back. I got to tell you, when I was spending time with President Trump, even in the middle of the thick of it, He can have all the different knives and swords and fists that were out to get him, from big tech to the Democrats to the media and investigations. He was calm, cool, and collected during that time, too. But it was nice to spend some time with him without all of that noise and craziness all over the place. It was a great visit.
So follow this man right now, representative for New York's 1st Congressional District, Rep. Lee Zeldin. Just please, we have people who listen in New York, all over the nation, who want to support you. Why are you even considering this decision to go up against the New York dynasty and to run for governor?
You have a lot of smart listeners around the country, and you see the news of what's coming out of Albany. While you and I are on air right now, the state legislature is passing a budget where they are creating a new multi-billion-dollar fund for people illegally in our country and ex-cons. So get this. Albany goes to New York, goes to Washington, D.C. They say we need $15 billion. And the Democrats give $12.5 billion of this taxpayer monopoly funny money to Albany. Albany's response to that was to then pass a many billion-dollar tax increase to create the highest income tax rate in the entire country. Yeah. Why are they looking to do that? For people who aren't even in the country legally and are ex-cons. That's one example. But you see the nursing home directive and cover-up, the COVID testing where he was sending state health department employees to private residents and giving front-of-line access in the state lab. So people are seeing the attacks on our wallets, our safety, our freedoms, and your smart listeners all across the country, even if they're not in New York, they understand that we need to save the state, and that is why I'm going through this process of deciding whether or not to run.
And he told me offline he's getting ready very soon to make that decision. We can't wait. How is it? I mean, I talked to my buddies who've lived in New York for decades who've decided to leave. Why would you even raise the taxes even higher? They're killing New York, Congressman Zeldin.
Oh, the answer is because they say taxes have no effect on behavior.
Wow.
And when you say people leave, they'll say, show us the proof. Meanwhile, all of our families, we all have stories, family, friends, they've left for North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, and elsewhere. But the people who are I'll give you another example. This is a great way to point it out. Before I was in Congress, I got elected in 2014. I spent 2 terms, 4 years in the state Senate. I could have walked up to any Democrat state legislator, and if I accused them of being a socialist, that would have been hyperbolic, yeah, hyperpartisan insult. Now, you can go up to a whole bunch of Democrat state legislators, and if you accuse them of not being a socialist, it is hyperbolic, hyperpartisan insults. If you accuse them of not being a socialist, so that's what's happened. Now you have a Democratic supermajority in the Assembly, in the Senate, a Democratic governor, total Democratic control of New York City, total Democratic control of Washington, D.C. And we can all get frustrated into complacency and do nothing about it. Or if you love the Republic and you're willing to fight for it, do everything in our power for that correction, that next opportunity we have. In the meantime, we fight in any way we possibly can, but we're on defense, and we have to actually go out and win these races all across the country, whether it's a red state or a blue state, because there's a lot that can flip.
Well, I just hope that you make that decision sooner rather than later. We always fight, and it reminds me of that great line from a movie about this great nation.
From the last plane, to the last bullet, to the last minute, to the last man, we fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
Hopefully that's given you a little bit of encouragement, Congressman Lee Zeldin, and we can't wait for the good news. God bless you. We need sanity in the state of New York, and you've got my endorsement. If and when, and hopefully it will be a when, you make that decision. Thank you for the update on President Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Hey, Dr. G, I thought I knew what a real swamp was, but this here Washington, D.C., it's more putrid than the bayou at low tide in August.
And it's only getting more fetid and stinky. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you thought things were tough for conservatives up to now, well, it's getting much worse with the growing hostility from social media giants, liberal tech companies, mainstream media, and our educational institutions. The left wants you to believe you are powerless, that there is no hope for you to affect the hearts and minds of the young. That's why I need you to check out the Young America Foundation's new publication from their new president, Governor Scott Walker. It's called The Long Game, and it's a strategy to fight on every front, from the internet to the university classrooms and even our high schools. The Long Game invests in our children for generations to come, and it comes from an organization committed to ensuring young Americans are inspired by the ideals of our founding. Get your free copy today of Governor Walker's plan at yaf.org/longgame. That's yaf.org/longgame. We need a plan, and Governor Walker has provided it to America. yaf.org/longgame. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Kelly in Cleveland, line one. Welcome, Kelly.
Yes. Hi, Dr. G.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to say I watched your interview you did with Candace Owens. Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
Anyways, I just wanted to talk about the border and the narrative that is going on. I was listening to you on my way home from work with Mr. Morgan, and it's so very true. Is my personal opinion is I feel like they throw this narrative like there's kids, like little kids that are, I mean, that are six to eight years old walking here unaccompanied.
Right.
Yes, I know that there are children like that. But majority of these kids that are coming are, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old. And if not older, if they don't provide the birth certificate, they take their word for their age. Okay. So we have really teenagers coming over. Okay. Mainly, majority of them are teenagers. That's my opinion. That's one thing I wanted to say. The second thing that I wanted to say is that Senator Blackburn, because of the sex trafficking, that like 20% of these young children that are coming with parents that can't prove that they're their children, okay, 20% of them children are being used for sex trafficking. Senator Blackburn put a bill on the floor, I think it was like last week, for a DNA test, a 90-minute test to prove that that child belonged to that person.
I know. And when they did an experimental run of that testing under the Trump administration, they found out that only a fraction of the quote-unquote parents or relatives coming with those minors across the border were in fact related to them. These are the things you won't hear on the mainstream media. That's why we are here. Stay on the line, Kelly. Let's get Kelly a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at sebgorka.com. Back with Lord Conrad Black and you here on the Salem Radio Network.
Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else only to have failed to find relief, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that is providing daily liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the nation, me included. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Don't wait any longer. Find out for yourself. It's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for Reggie, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. You deserve to know. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. 8384 relieffactor.com.